VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The state funeral for former President George H.W. Bush has ended on Wednesday. His casket is now back in Houston, Texas, where there will be a second and final service on Thursday. President Trump and all the living former presidents attended the services at the National Cathedral on Wednesday. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman reports.
After leaving the Capitol this morning, the president's remains drove slowly past here. One final look at the White House for the nation's 41st commander-in-chief, with Secret Service officers lining Pennsylvania Avenue, following his state funeral at the National Cathedral. A final salute at Joint Base Andrews before a last trip aboard a jet ordinarily used as Air Force One, renamed Special Air Mission 41, taking the former president home to Texas, where he'll be buried tomorrow.
Associated Press correspondent Sagar Magani. Canada has arrested Huawei's global chief financial officer in Vancouver, where she is facing extradition to the United States. Canada's Department of Justice made the announcement on Wednesday. The arrest is related to violations of American sanctions, according to a person familiar with the matter. The Reuters news agency was unable to determine the precise nature of the violations. A U.S. Navy destroyer on Wednesday sailed into waters claimed by Russia in the Sea of Japan. It's a direct challenge to Russia, the guided missile destroyer, according to a statement from the U.S. Pacific Fleet, sailed in the vicinity of Peter the Great Bay to challenge Russia's excessive maritime claims. Russia claims all of Peter the Great Bay, which is home to its Pacific Fleet. This is VOA News.